person's body, or is it? Is it a whole body? It's what are those white things? Skeleton. You see the skeleton. You are exactly right. That's right. So it's not a whole body, is it? But it's what's inside the body, isn't it? And what do you think? Why do we need things like a skeleton or bones? Do you know what it is? Why do we need bones? Yep.
To hold us together.
To hold us together. Yep. That's pretty good. What do you think, Sophia? To survive, yes, we can survive without bones holding us together. But do the bones actually hold us together? We're talking about this one. Or do they give us strength? Like if we were just all, before we go on to that, what other things are our bodies made up of? Yep.
Bones.
We've got bones, yes, yeah. Yep, we've got that one. What would be another thing? What's all this stuff on the outside?
Skin.
Skin, yep. And what's under the skin? Blood. Yes, it is under the skin, and it's contained in what? One of the little things, it's wee tubes that go through our bodies. What are those sort of things called?
Veins.
Veins, yep, veins and arteries. And what other things? Right, so veins and arteries are the main things, yes. And they supply energy to what things in our bodies? Blood goes all around us, doesn't it? Okay, well, no one should know about this.
Muscles.
Muscles, yeah. Because, so do you think the bones are held together by what? We just said the muscles, aren't they? The ligaments. There's other things, tendons. Yes, Taylor was telling me tendons here. We've got, Esther probably should be able to tell us more about bodies and bones than the nurses and the doctors are here. But I've got a picture here. We've got some of the, I'm going to take some of those bits of paper out. You'll be able to see there, there's a bone inside and there's layers of muscle, and then those are tendons and veins, arteries, bits and pieces. Right. Can you see those here? See, there's the layers of muscle. And you've got tendons that hold some of the bones together. You can see those black ones. They're all attached to the muscles. Yep. And then you've got the veins and the arteries inside that again. Alright. So we're made up pretty incredibly, aren't we? And all those bones there need to be held together by all that muscle, and then the veins and the arteries supply the muscles with the energy to grow and to do things. Now, yeah, if we didn't have bones inside us and a skeleton, we couldn't stand up, could we? We couldn't carry heavy loads. All that sort of thing. It gives us strength and it gives us form and shape. We might be just a little blob on the ground, like a jellyfish. You ready? Yeah. Right. Well, do you think there are any parts of the body that we can do without? Medical people here might say there are some parts that we can do without. Appendix, yep. We're not sure what the appendix is for. We think we can do without it anyway. Yep.
Here?
Yes, we can do without it. I actually hadn't thought about that one. Yeah. Right. Gallbladder? Yes, yep, yep. And what else?
Oh,
appendix. Appendix, yep, yep. So, we can't get by, but we need replacements, so I tell you. Otherwise, we need to drink through everything sieve and straw, don't we?
Tonsils.
Yeah. But if we take a lot of things away, we actually, our body suffers. Like if we took one of those bones out now, and we can do without an arm, can't we? We can survive. But if we took one of those bones in the middle, out there, the one that comes from, what's the first one?
The humerus.
And we still wanted to have the one below it, which is the ulnus or something. I don't really need to know. But you'd have gap, wouldn't you? You might have muscle and stuff there, and didn't have a bone in it. Well, you couldn't use the arm below, could you?
Mm-hmm.
It'd be all floppy in between. It would just hang there. And this bone down here wouldn't be of any use, would it? What would happen if we didn't have a heart? What do you think, Cynthia? We'd die. Yeah, heart used to pump the blood around and the energy and all the muscles need to exist, yeah?
We wouldn't have any oxygen.
And that's right, we wouldn't be able to breathe. Yep. Lots of things. So the body, all the bits and pieces in the body work together so we can live and function as humans, as people. Right. And that's really important. Now there's a as I said before, the bones are all held together with those ligaments, and so that gives us form and shape. Now there's a verse in Ephesians, which I'm going to be talking to the adults about later, and it says this: we will in all things grow up into him who is the head, that is Christ. From him the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. Now, Paul's talking about the body of the church, or the church being like a body. Now, who did it say that the head was of the body? Is the head important? It's really important, isn't it? Because that's where our brain is. So who does Paul say the head of the body of the church is? God. Yep, Jesus, in fact. Jesus Christ. He's the head of the body of the church. And then it says, from the whole body joined and held together by every supporting ligament. And Jesus grows, he is the ligaments that hold all the bones, all the people. We might be represented by bones. He holds us all together. And he encourages those connections between us. And I was just thinking the other week, we turned around and we prayed for each other in church. Do you remember doing that? Were you here? I asked people to turn around and pray for the person behind them and the other person to pray for that person. That's what Jesus wants to do. He wants to grow those ligaments, those bonds between us, so that we all hold together and we all grow together. And that's one of the ways that Jesus holds us together, is when we begin to pray for each other and understand and care for each other. So when you see a skeleton, remember it's like the church. And you're one of those bones. And you're held together by Jesus. And who controls the body?
Jesus,
because he is the
head.
Exactly. Right. So, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have given us bodies that function and work well together. And when we're all working together, it is really good and can do marvelous and wonderful things. And it's just like that with your church. And you want us to be bound together and to grow together. Help us to pray for each other each day, that we may grow into understanding you and be strongly bound together to achieve your work for us in this world. Pray for the kids' sake. Go to Sunday school, that you would bless them and give them understanding of your word.